I've just entered the CBS 4 building in Denver to cover a debate between the candidates when in walks Jared Polis.
Hey, all right, Michael, how are you? Good to see you.
This isn't a planned meeting.
Can I ask you what you're doing to win over independent voters?
But just when he's about to answer, we're interrupted by his campaign spokeswoman.
Sorry. Here you go.
She says the congressman doesn't have time and he's whisked off to the TV studio. I have a similar experience with State Treasurer Walker Stapleton.
We can't right now.
But he signals me to walk with him for a second.
What are you doing to reach out to independent voters?
We're doing a lot to reach out to independent voters. I've won twice statewide already. I'm the only candidate in the governor's race that's won twice statewide when we started with 16 candidates. And we're talking about economic opportunities from transportation to health care.
I'm CBS 4 political specialist Sean Boyd. Welcome to the first
The debate took place right before the Senate confirmed Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Both candidates were asked if they supported him, starting with Polis.
But again, I opposed him before those charges were made. I want to be clear, because I oppose his fundamental judicial philosophy, which I see as restricting our freedom and failing to rein in an out-of-control imperial presidency.
Okay, we just want to keep this one quick.
Yes.
Mr. Stapleton?
Yes. Okay. I believe he should be confirmed as the father of 2 daughters, 7 and 4. I think it's important that they be respected and taken seriously if somebody does any wrong to them. I'd want that as a dad. But there's no doubt that Washington has made an absolute circus out of this, and now the Senate needs to vote.
All this leads to a question. Could the divisiveness of the Kavanaugh confirmation influence voting in Colorado's gubernatorial race? Politics watchers like Jim Jonas say Republicans may turn out in greater numbers.
It has certainly energized what was otherwise a moribund Republican-based voter.
Jonas is a Denver-based independent political consultant. For months, the expectation has been that Democrats would be the big winners in November. But according to a just-released NPR PBS NewsHour Morris poll, July's 10% advantage for Democrats is now down to just 2 points. Statistically, that's a tie. In Colorado, Democrats have a slight voter registration advantage over Republicans. But the biggest wild card in our governor's race are the unaffiliated voters. They're the largest group of voters with 1.2 million active registrations. But they are far from a united group.
In some cases, they're more conservative than the Republicans, and in some cases, they're more liberal than the Democrats.
History tells us that unaffiliated voters don't turn out in high numbers in non-presidential years.
That's Dick Wadhams. He's a Republican political consultant and a former chair of the state's Republican Party.
I would have to say we're probably going to see that again in 2018.
In one poll released just ahead of a series of debates this month, Polis was doing well with unaffiliated voters and women. More wild cards were dealt just this week. Former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders announced a visit to Colorado to stump for Polis, and President Donald Trump endorsed Stapleton on Twitter. Back inside the CBS 4 studios, both candidates have left before I can get an answer from them about who's done a better job of reaching independent voters. But Stapleton's campaign manager, Michael Fortney, and a Polis surrogate, former state senator Mike Johnston, took a stab at it.
I think Jared's come out with big plans on that people are mobilized and inspired by. So I think it's about what are the policies that make a difference for their lives and how do you know that you're speaking to them and not just to your party base.
You know, Walker's campaign, we reach out every day to unaffiliated voters. And Walker has a track record of working across the aisle and actually getting things done.
The wild card is which candidate unaffiliated voters think will best address the state's complicated issues. Those voters are poised to decide the race. That's what Dick Wadhams thinks. First, the candidates work hard to secure their bases.
And then the unaffiliated determining the election.
Michael DeOanna,